The Environment, a Global Challenge. Have you ever seen bald stumps flanked on sides of high roads, plastic bags flapping in the wind, or black smoke ejecting from factory chimneys? Do you think of animals that are on the verge, brim of extinction? But what's the cause of all these phenomena? As is well known, with the development of modern industry and transportation, there are more and more kinds of harmful substances discharged consecutively to atmosphere. Chemical reactions among those substances foul the air quality of cities, to be even worse, which incur the great qualitative change of atmospheric constituents. Nearly every metropolitan inhabitant is exposed to the air pollution. It is notable that China has become one of the most serious air-polluted countries in the world. The coverage of air-polluted cities expands gradually. An authoritative census of the United Nations manifested that about 400,000 casualties were incurred by annual air pollution in the year 2000. Nowadays, in the aggregate, there are 30 most serious air-polluted cities in the world, inclusive of 16 cities in China. Automobile drainage is a major cause of air pollution, whose most serious damage is that it generates photochemical smog, which can cause the death of vegetation, prune crop yield, reduce atmosphere visibility, and even preclude the traffic. Air pollution might destroy the ozone layer, which will block off the ultraviolet rays. The hole in the ozone layer will lead to creatures on the Earth be exposed to radioactive materials. Furthermore, other consequences of air pollution becomes more and more serious. For example, the lower atmosphere visibility more rapidly degenerates forests, snowstorms, and so on. In addition, environmental problem varies. Penguins who live in polar region might suffer from greenhouse effect. Drought and hurricane might be caused by ecological damage. In general, preventing the environment from being polluted is not only the liability of related departments, but also the compulsory liability of us, without any pretext at all. We should make a long-term view and adopt the optimum, effective yet economical salvation, dedicating ourselves to forestation and purifying the air. Let us hold our hands together and cherish our invaluable environment. If we soberly think about the reciprocal relation between human beings and the environment, we would discover how absurd of men to undermine the environment, despite consequences. If we continue to give a free hand to environmental problems without any intervention, human health will be under the menace of environmental pollution. We should protect our environment with our handy ability, heighten the consciousness of environmental protection, and seek a practicable way to preclude disrupting ecology. For example, not throwing cigarette foils on meadow or beaches, planting a tree every year, recycling foams and industrial scraps. We should also seek for a suitable clearance method on our household waste, such as junks or litters in our home. We hope that fish would return into brooks. Forests would again cover the mountains and highlands, and people all over the world would live in clean environment in the future.